Intervju Radija Študent. Evert and the Two Dragons.
Shake me up from the dreams, life is only worth when you give it away. When you're done, you've learned there is nothing that's greater, and there is nothing that weighs more. 'Cause you grow, and with years you'll know there is only one thing in the end to show. You do it wrong again and again, till it's too late to stop and then.
Drevi ob 22-ih se bo naposled pričel nov glasbeni program Kina Šiška, imenovan Indekš. Prvo lekcijo bi sicer morali otvoriti s plavljenimi Mikaču and the Shapes, jih bo pa zato iz zagate nocoj potegnila vzhajajoča estonska skupina Evert and the Two Dragons. V zaodrju pred njihovim nastopom v dvorani Komuna se je s frontmenom in kitaristom štiričlanske zasedbe pogovarjala Špela Kastelic.
Nice to see you here.
Thanks.
How nice do you feel like coming all down to the south, to Slovenia? You have you played in this region?
It's the first time for us to play here.
First time. So how is it now?
Exciting.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
It's really cool. You're all the way from the Baltics. It's a bit, for us, not very well-known region, at least in the music sense. But so, how did you guys start? I mean, I've heard you've been playing together in various bands before, but then, 2009 you started. How did you come together musically?
We, like you said, we had this period of different projects, and then right before we started doing this band, we did this writing music and producing and playing it for this one other artist, and during that we sort of realized that all of us together as a one band would probably be the best solution for us. So we took it from there and tried some first things out, and everybody felt really comfortable with what we created, and it was like a logical step after that that we tried to continue working together.
First you started as a trio?
Yeah. We started as a trio, and then we went to a summer house to try to record together and to play some songs and see how it sounds on a recording. And then we recorded, and then we had our first concert, and then had to realize that three pairs of hands isn't enough to play what we recorded. So that's how we became four all of a sudden.
And at the beginning, you more or less, when you played live gigs, I've read somewhere that you played like sort of covers of the Police and that, stuff like that. Yeah. I found it interesting because I don't know how do you go from white reggae to what they call you now, like indie folk.
Yeah, we weren't called Evert and the Two Dragons then. That was like pre-Dragons period.
I think it was at first in this one interview or that we did many, many years ago, and we had this one concert that we did covers, and now it stuck to us that we started as a cover band, which is not really true, but yeah, that I think we've all had the period in life when we listened to Police and some other artists that we covered, and we didn't have so many of our own songs at the time, so I think that's that's what we did. But since we did also a few songs of our own, then we discovered that the chemistry is there, and we should start writing our own material, and then we formed the band.
And I already recorded two albums. The second one is the great success. But I listened to the first one, and it seems like you've evolved from a bit more rock to a bit more folk. Or is it just me? I felt like that.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, the first album was more of a search. And with the second album, we had already like played the first album like for a year, and we discovered how it really works live. So that we naturally evolved to the second album, I think. And with the second album, we also had the same problem like with the first one, that we didn't have enough hands. So sometimes when we play the material of the second album, we are actually seven men on stage, so we have a horn section also when we're playing at home or in the nearby countries.
But did you have the same position of artists when you were doing festivals? Because I heard it was like really big success in the Baltic countries and in Finland. I think, did you have the same set of artists, or is it just the four of you going around?
It's the four of us, but in Latvia and in Finland, we have had a horn section with us also.
They've been the same all the time.
Yeah.
And the second album is actually a really big success. You've managed to get so many awards, like five of them.
It's true.
It's amazing. how do you feel? Because now, more or less in the media, you're called an indie band, and you started in the Baltics, which is not very like a center of indie music, but you've gained loads of success like in France and Scandinavian countries. Have you found any influences there, or how did you like
any influences?
Yeah, like influences, or did you like the music before and got into that genre, or
yeah, it
didn't
wasn't,
feel like that at the beginning?
It wasn't anything that we planned, that we're gonna start doing that kind of music now to get popular. It was
be an indie band.
Yeah.
So it was never a decision.
Yeah.
So you don't feel comfortable under this umbrella?
No, we do. I mean, it's up for other people to give those labels for the music. I mean, it's just our music. We didn't decide that we're gonna do indie music now or folk, or it's really natural to us, and it's people call it indie folk rock.
And so be it.
Yeah.
I've heard this really funny thing about Estonian language. It has no sex and no future. Is that why you're more or less recording in English?
It doesn't have any sex, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. But no, I think the regarding the language, we've had that question several times, and at first, of course, back at home also, why are you doing it in English? But I think it has to do with the fact that we all grew up listening to English music or English language music, and therefore when we first started writing our own songs, it just felt natural to write it in English.
Yeah, and also it's the common language for our generation, like in the world, everybody speaks our age. The common language that we speak even now is English. So that's the best way to like reach the widest audience, or reach most of the people.
And in terms of recognizing, do you get like more now because you speak in English, or in the Baltics?
No, we never tried it any other way. Yeah. But I'm fairly positive that if we would do this in Estonian, even though it's a beautiful language, we wouldn't be sitting here and having this discussion right now. So, and it wasn't a decision, but it's like the inevitable thing, I think, for this kind of music, to do it in English. And yes, answering to your question, it probably did help us gain some recognition because we did it in English.
And did you more or less target at the beginning or after the first album on still on the local regional area, or did you go and approach a bit further out?
It all started at home. We played our first album there, presented it there, and then made the first contact with Latvia, then came out and released the second album in Estonia and went on to Latvia and Finland, and then from there to Holland, and got all these contacts, and then it spread.
And now you're on the tour.
Yeah, we're on the tour.
How long do you think it's gonna last?
We are at the very end of the tour right now.
Oh, okay.
We have three last concerts.
Mm-hmm.
One tonight and two in Belgium. So, but it has lasted for like this particular tour has lasted basically for 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
But we've been on a road on and off from March, really. So mm-hmm. it has been basically a half year full of touring.
And did you do more or less festivals or private gigs?
In the summer.
Summer is mainly, festival time, festival season.
Which ones do you prefer?
It's hard to say, there were so many. But we've seen really great European festivals in Germany and France and Holland and like
Latvia.
Festivals like Lowlands or Positivos. Or
the lineup was quite amazing. Yeah. So you like open for Muse or?
Muse was last year, I think.
Last year.
But we played also. But then we had like a smaller stage, I think, on last year's Positivos.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we've had the honor really of playing with the really big bands. Mm. You know, so
yeah, being
sharing
the same
some stages
lineup.
And.
Do you have any plans to go maybe to United Kingdom or even further abroad?
Just before this, we spent a month in the States.
Uh-huh.
And
cool.
Also played Toronto, and we also played Toronto in Canada in spring. There are some plans with the UK which aren't confirmed yet. They're plans for now.
Mm.
But that'll be for next year, I guess.
It's like a similar act or going on more, maybe there's a communion called.
Community?
Yeah, it's like a music community, the communion from the Black Keys, and they've gathered around loads of different artists similar to your music.
That's a hard one. I think it's hard to really know what's going on like in a community of English music, because what we know from there is usually like the mainstream acts, these we know, but I'm sure that there's a huge number of bands that we never heard of that are really good in UK and in that community, but we haven't had the honor of hearing them yet.
Have you had any follows up in Estonia? Any bands that have got inspired by you?
Yes. There are some. There are some, which is a good thing. I mean, since you said also that it's not so often that you hear of bands from the Baltics or from Estonia, so I think it's a good thing if bands get inspired by this, and that more bands go out from the Baltics or from Estonia. So there are a few followers, yes, and I hope they're gonna follow, really.
You're gonna do like a caravan of artists.
Yeah.
Baltic artists. Yeah. So how about your plans here? How do you feel about playing here tonight?
Excited.
Yes.
We never played here before, so every time you go to a new place, I think it's one of the most interesting things, I think. I think of touring, that you get to go to a new place and to see all these new people, and don't really know how they're gonna react, or so. afterwards, it's going to be interesting to you.
You're playing a quite smaller setting. Have you seen the the stage?
Yeah.
Would you prefer the upper one?
I think it's always better to have a small stage full than a really big stage not so full.
It's the type of your music that's maybe much more cozy for.
Yeah, it's a bit cozy. And also for the first contact with a country or with a city. I think it's a good sized venue.
Because I don't know how many people really know us.
I've heard quite a lot, at least here in Ljubljana, so you've got some popularity.
That's good.
Great. Okay, so I think we can wrap this up.
All right, cool.
Thank you very much.
Cool.
Thanks.
I wish you a really great gig, so I'm probably going to see you in the evening.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Po prijetni melodiji estonskega indie folk se iz etra umikamo vokalist Evert, kitarist Erki ter Špela Kastelic, ki sem z njima med pripravami opravila ta krajši pogovor. Indekš program in Evertova dva zmaja jih lahko vidite nocoj ob 22. v kinu Šiška. All alone at night.
Shake me up from the dreams life is only worth. When you give it away, when you're done, you've learned there is nothing that's greater.
Intervju Radija Študent.